I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday afternoon at 3:30 in Carmichael Hall of Bloomington High School South, the Camerata Orchestra, with guest conductor Scott Terrell from Charleston Symphony in South Carolina, and guest artist, alto saxophonist Eugene Rousseau, present a program including music by John Corigliano, Henri Tomasi, Aaron Copland, and Tchaikovsky. Our guest is the soloist for the concert, Eugene Rousseau, coming back to Bloomington from Minnesota. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Hey, we're delighted to hear that you'll be performing with the orchestra. I note that the composer is a Frenchman, Henri Tomasi, and the French just seem to have a particular affection for the saxophone.
Well, I think that's true. It was born, after all. Adolphe Sax, when he created the instrument, was residing in Paris in the mid-19th century. And then Paris has taken, over the years, a leading role in the pedagogy. I mean, the first professor at the Paris Conservatory was Adolphe Sax himself. And then later it was my teacher, Marcel Mule, who began teaching there in 1942.
Now, I've seen you demonstrate, do concerts in which you play the whole family and sometimes actually play on the saxophone in addition to through it. Tell us a little bit about the challenges and opportunities that Tomasi's concerto offers you.
Well, I think it's a marvelous work, and I've done it numerous times with orchestra, and my students, of course, have played it many times with piano, but I think always the players and the listeners feel that this is a composer who really felt what he wrote. There are elements of bitonality. By that I mean in the very opening, there is a simple triad in the strings, a simple chord, and then there's another voice that comes in another key, but it makes perfect sense, and he goes on in developing this throughout. And he also uses very strong repeated figures called ostinati, and I think he does so with great effect.
Sounds as if it's a piece with a modern sound and sensibility, but with really what one might call oral handles?
Well, I think that to quote it an oft-used term these days, I think it's very listenable. And I think the average concert audience will find something here that's rhythmically exciting, melodically interesting, and very colorful.
Now, that's what we get a chance to hear from the outside. Is Tomasi a sympathetic person to the actual player?
Well, it's a challenge. Let's put it that way. It's not easy, but I think he wasn't setting out to write something that was very challenging. I think his objective was to write what he felt, what he heard as wonderful music. And yes, it's very challenging, but I think at the end of the day, so to speak, at the end of a performance, I think all musicians have a feeling that it was worth it. And sometimes we feel it wasn't worth it. In this case, I always feel it's been worth it.
We've been talking with saxophonist Eugene Rousseau. He's the guest soloist with the Camerata Orchestra for Sunday afternoon's 3:30 concert in Carmichael Hall of Bloomington High School South. Scott Terrell is the guest conductor. Also on the program, in addition to Henri Tomasi's concerto for alto saxophone with Eugene Rousseau, are the gazebo dances by John Corigliano, Aaron Copland's music for Our Town, and the Symphony No. 2, The Little Russian by Tchaikovsky. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.